When I was in first grade, all the girls I knew, and I didn't know a lot, but all of them had crushes on boys. And I didn't really know how the whole having a crush game worked, but it seemed like you never talked to them, and you always talked about them. And you talked about them and all the different things you observed they did throughout the day. Like, crushes were kind of like the baseball card equivalent of things to do. You know, you collected them, and then you traded stories about them, and then eventually you sort of rotated out into having different ones, and they were very precious. Anyway, I'm stretching this metaphor, but it felt like that. And I didn't have a crush. I felt like there was something wrong with me, like, because in my mind, I didn't get the game. I thought that when you had a crush on somebody, you had, like, feelings for them, that you loved them, that you wanted them to know that you loved them, and you wanted them to love you back, and then I don't know what happened after, but it was probably going to be pretty cool. So I was trying to have feelings for boys at an age where you really don't actually have those feelings. And I was trying so hard. As a kid, I really liked things like rocks and mud. My sister and I actually had like a rock collection, and we had some that were really fabulous. I had a piece of rose quartz that was like this big. And I don't know where I heard this. It was probably from my dad. He's always telling me stuff that's not true. Like always, this is a tangent, but he was helping me babysit like years later. And working with these boys in the bathtub, and one of them has this little toy, green giraffe. And my dad goes, "Do you know why giraffes are so small and green?" And he goes, "No." And he goes, "So that they can camouflage with the leaves when they're up there in the trees." And the kid's like, "Yeah," and starts playing with them. I'm looking at my dad like, "What are you doing?" And he has this evil grin. He's like, "It'll take years of schooling to straighten him out." And I start thinking about all the stuff I think I know. To this day, it haunts me. But somebody told me that if you put rose quartz under your pillow and you like think about the person you love in the morning, you will wake up in love. So I thought, this is the trick. I'm going to do this. I'm going to take my favorite shiny pink rock. I'm going to stick it under my pillow, and in the morning, first boy I see will be the lucky guy. So I stick this piece of rose quartz under my pillow, and the next day in school, I'm going around like, "Oh, who's it going to be? Who's it going to be?" Kiernan McMullen. I don't remember a lot of names, but I remember that one. My first crush, he was perfect. He was the only boy I knew. Meant to be. So now I had a crush. I had it. I could like talk about him. I could observe his movements and share these little tidbits with my friends. But I didn't know what to do. So I go home and I go, "Dad, how do you what do you do when you have a crush on somebody? Like, what are you supposed to do?" And he's like, "Ask your mother," which is the correct answer. So I ask my mom, and she's like, "This is why you don't actualize with your child." She says, I guess you write them a love letter, right? Is that like what you do when you have a crush on somebody?" I'm like, "Okay." And this is going to be the best love letter of all time. So I pull out my mom's computer that she's using to get her master's degree, and I crack open KidPicks. Does anybody remember KidPicks? Yeah, you click a button and it makes little trees, and click another button and it goes like boom and makes all these circles and stuff, and so many colors. I was destined to be a graphic artist. And I made the most beautiful, it had all the little boom things, some trees, lots of colors. It said, "From your secret admirer," and that's all I could do. And I went to school, and I was really sneaky. I like timed it perfectly. I hid it in his desk. And I was so proud of myself. I was like, "I did it. He's going to find it. He's going to know somebody loves him. And he's not going to know it was me, and it's going to be perfect." Now, what I didn't consider is that this is the early 90s, and like very early, and there aren't a lot of color printers around. I have one, and not a lot of other people do. So Kiernan, he walks straight up to me on the playground, and he goes, "Did you put this on my desk?" "No, that's silly, old chum. Of course, did not do that." And he's like, "I only know two people with color printers, and you're one of them, and the other one's a dude. So did you put this on my desk?" And I was like, "Yeah, it was like a joke, dude, bro, pal, friend, chum, ha-ha." And then I'm like, no. I have to let him know. So I take him home, I'm like, no, I really love you. And it's very awkward for an eighth grader to be told this. So he invents a game called Crush Girl. where he and all his friends chase me on the playground. One of them yells, "Crush girl, crush girl," and I run around and I have to catch him so that I can crush his little skull. Because I'm very angry and I'm twice the size of everyone on the playground, especially the boys. But there's like 7 of them. And so every time I'm like getting close to one, one would yell up behind me, "Crush girl, crush girl," and I turn around and I have to chase them. And I never caught that little fucker.